Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to take part in three-day G20 Leaders Summit beginning today at Johannesburg in South Africa. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says, world needs new United Nations and international order to tackle global conflicts. Industry bodies and consulting firms welcome implementation of four labour codes in the country, call it a landmark move to boost job creation and expand social security net. President Draupadi Murmu inaugurates second edition of Bharatiya Kala Mahotsav at Secunderabad in Telangana. Over 200 school children abducted in Nigeria in an attack on a Catholic school. In men's cricket, India to take on South Africa in second and final test in Guwahati today. And in badminton, Lakshya Sen storms into men's singles semi-final of Australian Open. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the G20 Leaders Summit at Johannesburg in South Africa beginning today. During the three-day gathering, Mr. Modi will participate in all sessions and present India's key priorities, including Global South concerns, sustainable development, climate action, energy transition, and reforms in global governance. This year's gathering carries a special significance as it is the first time the summit is being hosted in the African continent. The theme for 2025 is Solidarity, Equality and Sustainability. Prime Minister Modi arrived in Johannesburg last evening to attend the three-day summit. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit has filed this report.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the G20 Leaders Summit starting today. PM Modi will present India's perspective on key global issues shaping the summit's agenda. The day's highlights includes Prime Minister holding several bilateral meetings on the sidelines of this summit. The opening session will focus on inclusive and sustainable economic growth, leaving no one behind. The G20, the premier forum for international economic cooperation, plays a critical role in shaping global economic stability. At its inception, the G20 comprised 19 countries and the European Union. The African Union was inducted as a permanent member under India's presidency in 2023. India's G20 presidency has been regarded as a model for addressing global challenges, guided by Prime Minister Modi's vision of an inclusive, ambitious, and decisive approach. India showcased its best practices, values, and cultural heritage, reflecting the ancient philosophy of Vasudeva Kutumbakam, One Earth, One Family, One Future. Asonyo, Akashvani News, Johannesburg.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi held talks with his Australian counterpart, Anthony Albanese, on the sidelines of the G20 summit at Johannesburg in South Africa yesterday. Both leaders expressed satisfaction at the substantial deepening and diversification of bilateral ties as India and Australia mark 5 years of their comprehensive strategic partnership. Both leaders reaffirmed their commitment to strengthening the global fight against terrorism. The Australian Prime Minister extended his condolences to the families on the recent terror attack in India. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, during their talks, they emphasized three key sectors, defense and security, nuclear energy and trade, where there is immense potential for ties to grow further. Prime Minister Modi also held a meeting with the South African multinational internet and technology company Naspers chairman Koos Bekker and CEO Fabrizio Loisi later. Later, the Prime Minister interacted with the Indian origin tech entrepreneurs and members of the Indian community based in South Africa. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has urged the G20 nations to use power to ease global suffering. He said the G20 nations hold enormous potential to ease suffering and set the world on a more peaceful course. Mr. Guterres made the remarks during a media briefing after arriving in Johannesburg to participate in the G20 Leaders Summit. The UN chief said during the summit he would call on G20 members to use their leverage to lead the required action needed.
Developing countries, in particular in Africa, are suffering from a perfect storm of shrinking fiscal space crushing debt burdens and the global financial architecture that is failing to support or even represent them adequately.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has stressed that today's new world requires a new United Nations and international order to tackle global conflicts. Mr. Singh was speaking at the International Conference of Chief Justices of the World in Lucknow yesterday. He said the UN could have played a much stronger role in global conflicts such as Israel, Hamas and Ukraine, Russia, and in humanitarian crisis unfolding in Sudan. The defense minister said a balanced representation in the United Nations is the need of the hour to keep this international body alive. The central government announced the implementation of four new labour codes aimed to simplify and streamline the existing decades-old labour laws in the country. The Code on Wages 2019, the Industrial Relations Code 2020, the Code on Social Security 2020 and the Occupational Safety, Health and Working Conditions Code 2020 has come into effect from yesterday. In a social media post, Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya said these reforms are not just ordinary changes, but government's guarantee of dignity for every worker in the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the implementation of the four labour codes. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said these codes will help in building a future-ready ecosystem that protects the rights of workers, strengthening the economic growth of the nation. Home Minister Amit Shah has congratulated the workers of the country on the nationwide implementation of the new labour codes. In a social media post, the Home Minister said these codes guarantee minimum wages to workers, social security, equal opportunities for women workers, and legal recognition for gig and unorganised workers. Industry bodies and consulting firms have welcomed the implementation of four labour codes in the country, calling the move a landmark that will boost formal job creation, expand social security net and streamline compliance. The Bharatiya Mazdoor Sangh has lauded the landmark move. The Bharatiya Mazdoor Sangh National Secretary Girish Arya said the decision is the biggest reform made in favour of workers since independence. He added that it will empower labourers and make compliance easier.
Bharatiya Mazdoor Sangh heartily welcome and thank Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The labour laws that exist earlier have changed. Today, work conditions have changed. If we continue with the old laws, then who will address the needs of today's gig workers, platform workers and app-based workers? All the solutions are included in the new codes.
In codes, unka sabka samadhan hai.
The president of the National Front of Indian Trade Unions, Dr. Deepak Jaiswal, said around 50 crore people are working in the unorganized sector and their minimum wage will now be fully ensured with the implementation of the new labor codes. He said there is also a provision for equal pay for equal work for women. Director General of the International Labour Organization, Gilbert F. Hongbo, has welcomed the Labour Code's implementation in India. In a social media post, Mr. Hongbo said he is following with interest the developments of India's new Labour Codes announced yesterday. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. President Draupadi Murmu inaugurated the second edition of Bharatiya Kala Mahotsav at Rashtrapati Nilayam in Secunderabad yesterday. The nine-day-long cultural festival is being organized by Rashtrapati Nilayam in collaboration with the Ministry of Culture, Ministry of Textiles and Ministry of Tourism. This festival aims to present the rich and diverse cultural heritage of Gujarat, Maharashtra, Rajasthan, Goa, Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu. Speaking on the occasion, the president recalled that the first edition of Bharatiya Kala Mahotsav introduced the people to the cultural legacy of Northeast India.
मुझे विश्वास है कि जब लोग इन पवेलियन में आएंगे एवं विभिन्न राज्यों के सांस्कृतिक प्रस्तुतियों के देखेंगे तब उन्हें एहसास होगा कि भारत की कला परंपरा कितनी समृद्ध है देवियों और स्वजनों हमारी देशवासी विशेषकर हमारी युवा भारत की सभ्यता संस्कृति के बारे में और अधिक जान समझ सकेंगे इसके लिए भारत सरकार अनेक कदम उठा रही है। इस दिशा में राष्ट्रपति भवन में भी अनेक प्रयास किए जा रहे हैं।
The 56th International Film Festival of India moves into its third day today, showcasing a vibrant mix of cinema, talent and global participation. Akashvani News, with its exclusive on-ground coverage, brings you the latest updates. Here is a detailed report.
Day 3 of IFFI 2025 brings a colourful palette to cine lovers. Some prominent films that will be screened today are Italian film Mosquitoes by Valentina Bertini and Nicole Bertini, Jafar Panahi's It Was Just an Accident, Surya Balakrishnan's Deepa Didi, and Assamese film Sikar by Debankar Borgohai, among others. Strengthening the spirit of Nari Shakti, for the first time over 50 female directors are presenting their films. Today, Simple Dukar will be presenting her film Lokmata Devi Ahilyabai. The festival also has three venues for open-air screenings where cine lovers can relish films either on Miramar Beach or on the helipad in Vagathore or in the lush lawns of Ravindra Bhavan in Madgaon. As part of masterclasses, Vidhu Vinod Chopra will speak on the art and emotion of filmmaking, while Tricia Tuttle, festival director Berlinale, will be in conversation with IFFI's festival director Shekhar Kapoor in an interesting session on redefining cinema in the world of AI. This is Saira Mujtaba, Akashvani News, IFFI, Goa.
The GST Bachat Utsav began on 22nd of September as the Narendra Modi government reduced GST rates across several sectors, benefiting citizens nationwide. Our correspondent brings a report on how the next generation GST reforms in the tourism sector are helping citizens.
The next generation GST reforms has significantly reduced the taxes in the tourism sector. Under the revised GST structure, hotel rooms priced below 7,500 rupees per night are now taxed at 5% from the earlier 12%. This reduction has made accommodation more affordable for middle class and budget travelers. Along with this, the GST on buses with sitting capacity of more than 10 passengers has been brought down to 18%. This reduction has resulted in cheaper ticket fares, especially for passengers traveling on semi-urban and rural routes. With Soumya Sharan, Priya Mondal, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In Nigeria, gunmen attacked a Catholic boarding school and abducted more than 200 schoolchildren in the western region of the country. The attack and abductions took place at St. Mary's School yesterday. On to sports. In men's cricket, India will take on South Africa in the second and final test at Barasapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati. Today, the match will begin at 9 a.m. And in badminton, India's Lakshya Sen has stormed into the men's singles semi-final of the Australian Open. Lakshya defeated his compatriot Ayush Shetty in the quarter-final in Sydney yesterday. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Anuja. Implementation of labour codes kicking off a set of reforms aimed at attracting investment and spurring job creation gets coverage in all the dailies today. Four new labour codes to reform jobs market, writes in the Sun Times. The Indian Express notes, wider social security net to minimum wage, long-stalled labour reforms roll in. Power shift in Bihar, Nitish hands over Home Department to Deputy CM, Samrat Chaudhary reports a statesman, while the Asian Age headline reads, BJP gets home, JDU finance and Nitish team. A headline in the Pioneer says, India reopens visas for Chinese nationals, lifting a five-year freeze. And finally, deep cleaning and stricter rules bring cheer to traders in Chandni Chowk area of Delhi as the cleanup teams turn the area beautiful, cites the Times of India. With that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to take part in three-day G20 Leaders Summit beginning today at Johannesburg in South Africa. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh says world needs a new United Nations and international order to tackle global conflicts. Industry bodies and consulting firms welcome implementation of four labour codes in the country, call it a landmark move to boost job creation and expand social security net. President Draupadi Murmu inaugurates second edition of Bharatiya Kala Mahotsav at Secunderabad in Telangana. Over 200 school children abducted in Nigeria in an attack on a Catholic school. In men's cricket, India to take on South Africa in second and final test in Guwahati today. And in badminton, Lakshya Sen storms into men's singles semi-final of Australian Open. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.